from KQED.
And we begin today in Stockton, a Central Valley city that owns a bunch of superlatives it doesn't really want. America's foreclosure capital, annual contender on the Forbes Most Miserable City list, and the largest U.S. city to declare bankruptcy. And next week, a federal court will consider this question. What exactly does it mean for a city to be bankrupt? The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow reports.
When you visit Stockton, it isn't always obvious you're in America's largest bankrupt city. Take the gleaming downtown Stockton Arena. Sitting in the stands watching the Stockton Thunder play hockey, Stockton seems pretty nice. Fans like Leonard Cabrera say they appreciate the arena, which is part of a broader entertainment complex, including a baseball stadium and hotel.
We've come here before to see WWE events and stuff like that, so, you know, I think it's used positively.
Drive a couple miles, though, and it's a different picture. I'm standing here looking at Fair Oaks Public Library, or what used to be Fair Oaks Public Library. The doors are boarded up, the signs are whited out, and the only thing in the parking lot, aside from my car, are two abandoned mattresses. The city closed Fair Oaks Public Library in 2010. The library and the arena have more in common than you'd think. Things were going pretty well for Stockton in the early 2000s. Revenue was up, property values were exploding. The city borrowed more than $100 million to build the arena, the adjoining baseball stadium, and a brand new waterfront.
And they were all excellent projects, but it was a huge amount of debt.
Kathy Miller is a Stockton city councilwoman and served as vice mayor when the city declared bankruptcy last year. The borrowing, combined with the bill for generous employee benefits that we'll get to in a minute, put Stockton on the hook for a lot of money. And then the bottom fell out.
The recession hit and our revenues plummeted. We went from a high of about $205 million down to last year about $155 million. Mm-hmm. So no matter how you slice it, that is a huge reduction.
Stockton slashed and slashed, cutting $90 million from its budget between 2010 and 2012. It reduced employee pay. It shuttered the Fair Oaks Library and reduced hours at other locations. The city cut the police department by a quarter and laid off more than 30 firefighters. But last year, Stockton still faced a $26 million deficit, so it declared bankruptcy.
Imaginez qu'il y a 10 ans, Stockton, 290 000 habitants, était l'une des cités les plus florissantes de Californie.
The decision attracted international attention. Al Seibel worked for Stockton for 33 years. He says he's been interviewed by reporters from France, Belgium, Japan, and Switzerland. Seibel maintained Stockton's parks. He's one of more than 1,000 Stockton retirees who suddenly lost their health insurance when the city declared bankruptcy.
My wife and I both have several conditions. I've had a heart attack in the past. I've had bleeding ulcers in the past.
In the 1990s, Stockton started offering lifetime health care benefits to its employees. When the recession hit, the city couldn't afford the plan, and the council voted to eliminate it. Stockton allowed retirees to stay on its plan for another year at a much higher rate. The 61-year-old Seibel had two options: pay a monthly premium of more than $1,100 for health care, or go without insurance until he qualifies for Medicare.
I only get $2,100 a month, and by the time I paid that insurance and paid my mortgage, I would have nothing left. So it really wasn't a choice. It was just forced on me.
The decision left Seibel and other retirees outraged and unprepared.
When you're given something in a written contract that you've worked for 33 years, you expect that to hold water.
Stockton's city manager and mayor both turned down repeated requests for interviews. Councilwoman Kathy Miller voted to eliminate the health care. She says the city didn't have any other option.
I think that more than any other decision was the toughest one for the council to make. But that was a budget expense that was going to go from $9 million to $14 million in 12 months and just grew exponentially.
The city justified eliminating retirees' health care by saying it was the only way to protect pensions, which weren't cut. But that decision is now being challenged by the insurance companies that are holding the bag on the hundreds of millions of dollars that Stockton owes in bond payments. Penn Law School professor David Skeel is a bankruptcy expert.
What the bond insurers want to say is you can't do anything to us unless you're making cuts everywhere you can. And the elephant in the room is Stockton's pensions.
The bond insurers will make their case in federal court next week. Scale says the insurers are pressing the issue hard because they're worried about the growing number of cities going broke.
If you're a bond insurer, you say, oh my, I didn't think this could ever happen.
Scale says even though Stockton's financial problems are extreme, its dynamics are similar to other broke cities like Vallejo and San Bernardino. He says local governments across the state, across the country, should pay attention.
When is it okay to go back on promises that you made to these employees, you know, and what limitations ought there be on that? You know, who should be held responsible and how widely should the sacrifice be shared? I mean, these are big questions, I think.
The federal hearing will determine whether Stockton has the legal right to declare bankruptcy. It begins Monday and is expected to last at least 3 days. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Stockton.